Mishnah Aleph. On a similar note, Ein Ben Shiloh LeYerushalayim, there is no difference to when the Mishkan stood in Shiloh to when the Beis HaMikdash stood in Yerushalayim. During both of these periods of time, it was forbidden to bring any carbon outside of the Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash. Elo, except Sheba Shiloh, as long as the Mishkan was in Shiloh, Oichlim Kodshim Kalim Umayser Sheni, one could eat Kodshim Kalim, which are carbonos which have a lower level of holiness, Umayser Sheni, which is a tenth of one's produce, which one needs to separate and bring to the location where the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash stood. So as long as the Mishkan stood in Shiloh, one could eat Kodshim Kalim and Ma'aser Sheni B'chol HaRoyeh anywhere within sight of the Mishkan. He didn't necessarily have to be within the city of Shiloh. As long as he was near enough to be able to see the Mishkan of Shiloh, that's where he could eat the Kodshim Kalim and Ma'aser Sheni over Yerushalayim. But when the Beit HaMikdash stood in Yerushalayim, Nifrim Nachoyma, one would have to eat these things within the walls of Yerushalayim. But the Mishnah says, V'chan V'chan, both here and here, meaning both when the Mishkan stood in Shiloh and both when the Beis HaMikdash stood in Yerushalayim, Kodshei Kodshim, carbonos which have a higher level of holiness, Ne'acholim Nifrim La'Kolo'im, they had to be eaten within the curtains. Of course, the Beis HaMikdash, instead of curtains, there were walls. But the point is, it had to be eaten within the courtyard of the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash itself, because of the higher level of holiness of those carbonos. Right, and ends off the perek, Kedushas Shiloh, which literally means the holiness of Shiloh. And what the Mishnah is referring to is the high level of holiness and significance given to the Mizbeach, which was in the Mishkan in Shiloh, and therefore meant that it was forbidden to bring a carbon outside of that Mizbeach, of that Mishkan. Yesh achareha heter. After that, there was permission. Meaning, once the Mizbeach and the Mishkan moved from Shiloh to Noiv and Givon, it became permitted during that 57-year period to bring karbonis even outside of the Mishkan. However, Kedushas Yerushalayim, the holiness of Yerushalayim, and the significance given to the Mizbeach and the Beit HaMikdash when it was in Yerushalayim, which meant that it was forbidden to bring karbonis elsewhere, Einach Re'al Heter, there was no permission granted after that, meaning from the moment that the Beit HaMikdash was built, from that moment onwards, it's now forbidden to bring any carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash.